Democrats have held control of the Washington State House for more than a decade, but after Tuesday night's election, that grip could be much less firm. At this hour, Republicans are poised to pick up at least 2 seats in the State House of Representatives, and maybe more. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins says several races are still too close to call.
We're watching 4 swing district races where Democratic incumbents are either tied with or trailing their Republican challengers. There's also a race for an open House seat that's tied. If Republicans ultimately prevail in, say, 3 of these seats, that would mean the thinnest Democratic majority in the Washington House in a decade. And what would that mean? Democrats might be in a position where they're having to scale back some of their ideas, such as paid sick leave, a higher minimum wage, and climate change legislation. Of course, both Democrats and Republicans are counting on late arriving ballots to favor them in these close races. Bottom line, they may be chasing ballots in some of these districts for days to come.
That was Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Meanwhile, Republicans have picked up a seat in the Washington State Senate. That means the GOP now holds an outright majority in that chamber. Before, a mostly Republican caucus held control with the help of 2 breakaway Democrats.